friends and family. This is Linda from College for the Soul. I'd like to talk to you about a comma, not a coma. A comma represents a quick pause in communication. A coma is when you are unconscious and unresponsive, without human ability to awaken you. When life seems like you are in a coma, pause a moment and remember that this too shall pass. In our world, we dread the news to hear of yet another school violence incident, wars, shortages, gas hikes, disease, record-breaking, devastating storms, etc. At home, it seems that the kids are on 10 too often, and your spouse is out to lunch and dinner. Not to mention workloads are unbearable and managers stressed to the max. Sometimes life hits you so hard, you have to pinch yourself to see if this is a pause or a complete stop. One helpful skill is to go to your happy place. If you don't have one, create one. That's where you are alone and using deep breathing to calm the inner soul. That place may be where you read, meditate, pray, cry, just lay on the floor, etc. Did you know it's okay to holler in that place? That place belongs to you, and you do what you want, usually without visitors and technology. You are in charge of the time there and what is happening. No one can challenge you. You challenge yourself and stay there until you are ready to leave. Paper and pen are a must, because in the still, quiet space, you just may get a fresh revelation you will want to remember. You cannot do a total makeover in those few moments, but you can add to your daily journal advances that put you closer to where you want to be. It's in that place that you decide between life's comma or coma. Be happy in the midst. It is your call. And I'm just keeping it really, really real.